Today I want to talk about lighthouse candles. The subject is lighthouse candles, a flicker from search engine obscurity. I know you may be thinking to yourself, lighthouse candles, Mark? Really? Yes, it is true that I'm generally likely to write about something more exciting and manly and include things like guns, race cars, and motorcycles. That is mostly because I draw things right out of my real life. And my life is manly. Don't make me prove it. Not this time, my friend. Today I'm taking SEO and social media marketing blog to a whole new level of lace, pink, panty waist, and foo-foo good-smelling stuff. Just go with it. Because if I have my way, Lighthouse Candles will be researching gunpowder and locker room scented candles by day's end. I realize that a lot of companies are struggling with their marketing. It is very confusing to a lot of people. A common statement I hear is, we just can't afford marketing. The trouble with that statement is how stressful and difficult it is to keep paying all of those other expenses without marketing. Marketing is what sells products and services. It becomes a chicken and egg question of which comes first. Without marketing, there's not enough money to afford marketing. Something has to give, because unless a business does afford marketing, they can't afford marketing. Without marketing, a company is better described as a costly passion than a business. Lighthouse Candles SEO marketing example. Like so many other companies, Lighthouse Candles has a strong case for marketing their business online. They produce a consumer product, and in order to earn profits, they must sell that product. In very familiar fashion, their market potential is huge, while their market reach is comparatively minuscule. In fact, I was challenged to find them at all. Lighthouse Candles is representative of many small companies in some respects, so I'm using them as an example to pose some questions about business and why some companies thrive and other companies fail. If the product is as good as they say, then why is their reach so small? Is it because people don't like them? Sure, that happens with some companies, but it's more likely that the company is better at what they do than they are at marketing what they do. These people make and sell candles. They've done it for over a decade and a half, so let's assume they've become pretty good at it. It is their specialty, and they are smart enough people to concentrate on that specialty. They make candles, but they are not a marketing company. It is easy to wonder why they don't take more care to market their company better, but I think it really is really foreign and scary to many companies. I frequently find the cause of undermarketing to be fear of the unknown, apathy, and finances, or a combination of these. It is seldom because they want to keep their revenue and profit low. It is a big challenge to help companies like Lighthouse Candles to stop being afraid, start caring more about their business, and to grow their finances. When that challenge is overcome, it brings consistency to a company and levels the ups and downs in business. And that takes knowledge. Reducing Lighthouse Candles' challenges with basic education. It's hard to make good decisions based on bad information, or information that's hard to understand. When it comes to marketing, especially online, there's a lot of confusing information. I think it brings a lot of people to see marketing as risky rather than to understand it as an investment. So let's clear that confusion a bit and make some sense of this. Many companies treat their marketing budget like risk capital instead of a required operating cost. Marketing should not come from a slush fund, and it is not a luxury item. It is an essential component of business, and it is what makes companies more profitable. I have to admit that there are levels of understanding of the internet and of marketing that I tend to forget. I've been in my industry for many years, and it is a constant challenge to explain things in ways that both novice and experts will benefit from. If you'll give me your time, I'll try to deliver on both counts. A friend told me only yesterday that some of my topics are way over his head. I really didn't understand it at first. I guess I often just assume that people in business know that being more visible with the right message to the right people will increase sales, profits, and make a company more successful. Good marketing accomplishes those things, and the internet is an extremely good tool. I'm sorry for the instances when I get too deep with my geekish chatter about SEO, customer modeling, propensity marketing, data analytics, and anything else that makes your eyelids heavy. The thing is, I really want to make this easy. Seriously, With every cell in my marketing brain, I intend for people to benefit from the tips and advice I write about on my blog. Today, I want to break this down and make it easier than ever, while providing a good reminder for the experts. The SEO acronym stands for Search Engine Optimization. There's a lot that goes into those three little letters, but let's keep this simple. Being listed at the top of the page when somebody searches the internet is one big piece of that success. Being listed for something obscure is not good enough. Knowing what the people interested in buying your products or services are inclined to search for is another big part of the job. Then, after they search the internet, find you, and click over to your website, you must give them something interesting, useful, and trustworthy enough to become your customer. Even when all of that is done, good SEO marketing includes giving them reasons to come back and to tell their friends about the great experience. Okay, but this is about Lighthouse Candles, right? Yes, that is correct. Lighthouse Candles is a company I will use for my example. The example is intended to get you thinking about their missed potential and how you could run things or would run things if it was your company. Useful observations about Lighthouse Candles. I've not spoken with Lighthouse Candles, so I'm working with what I know of them from the internet. I have the same information that any customer or potential business partner finding them online would have if they looked for it. The first challenge was finding them. It was seriously not easy, and their website was buried deeply from view. Now, I want you to note that this is not picking on Lighthouse Candles. It's absolutely not one of my Suture Express jobs where I take over 50% of the top 10 Google search results for their company name. It's more similar to the examples I have made with fearful Smart Slate retailers, apathetic online cigar stores, and lazy car dealers who fell asleep at the wheel and missed huge opportunities. This is just observation, and it's an example that I find extremely common with companies that buy a website and are left wondering what to do with it. It is what happens when a company realizes they need a website but decide that the cheapest website price will be the best option for them. Then their misinformed question of how much does SEO cost leads them to realize that marketing is much less about cost and is better addressed by how much it pays them. It is called return on investment, or ROI for short, and is based in mathematics and science, not unicorns and fuzzy bunnies. How I came across Lighthouse Candles in the first place was when I saw a visitor to my blog that seemed to really pay attention and read what I have to teach about on my about online marketing. Of course, every visit to any website is logged. Since I know what to do with my user data, I will often go through and take a look at people who are looking at me. I learn a lot from their actions, such as how they arrived there, what they do while they're there, how long they're on each page, and much more. I filter through and find users who visit certain pages with a special interest toward anybody verging on an hour in a given week and viewing 20 pages. These are the kind of website visitors I just want to reach out and hug tight. These are the kind of website visitors you should be reaching out to hug too. Fortunately, I discover a lot of users like this, which feels great because it means I'm doing my job well. Certain visitor actions will catch my attention when I don't get a call or an email. Here's a visitor who caught my eye, Lighthouse Candles. And I've included a picture on the blog post here of a couple of their visits to my blog. They've spent some time there, they've seen a lot of information, and I applaud them for that. Whenever I see this level of activity, and when specific pages are viewed for given amounts of time, there are a couple of likely conclusions as follows. A, somebody is really trying to learn and implement the suggestions I make. B, they are finding out what I know about SEO and social media marketing before they contact me to do the job. Or C, they have a rogue SEO next door who has hacked into their wireless network and is reading my blog. There are just not a lot of other reasonable possibilities. I don't know which is the case here just yet, but those are each distinct possibilities. So let's split A, B, and C into some likely conclusions. First, I want to applaud Lighthouse Candles for being more proactive in their business and trying to improve their online market. I think it's a grand idea for them to try and reach out to capture a larger market share. There is a reason that Yankee Candle has hundreds of thousands of website visitors per month. They sell candles. And although race cars and motorcycles are popular, people apparently really like candles. So we must ask the real question about why Lighthouse Candles is not making a more aggressive play at the Yankee candle market. Some companies will say they just don't want to grow out of principle. I think we can rule that out. In this case, they wouldn't be on my blog otherwise. We could just assume that their budget is insufficient, but budgets must begin somewhere. That somewhere is what determines how well a company reaches its market with market growth objectives. That can mean reaching several different market potentials, such as the market of investors, the market of retailers and distributors, and the market for potential acquisitions. There's a lot more possibility than just setting a goal of keeping the lights on. The first reliable market to reach in order to attract those other potential markets is the consumer market. After all, who wants those candles in their stores, distribution networks, or investment portfolio if the consumer doesn't want them? I know it's a crazy and scary thing to believe in your own company and to see things from a clear view of potential. I've built successful companies for over 20 years. It will age you faster than nearly anything else. However, success would not be so alluring if everybody could do it. That would cause the whole complex of survival of the fittest to come crashing down. Let's not make it that scary. Instead, I'll try to offer my possible answers to and solutions to the A, B, and C speculations that I just listed off. Speculation is guesswork based on limited evidence. When that evidence is enhanced by experience, its feasibility increases. So this is based on calculated guesses rather than just randomness. Breaking this into simple terms, in my estimation, the answers to those earlier possibilities are as follows. Speculation about A, trying to learn and implement. This often happens when the company either does not have enough funds or belief in their market potential to hire a professional. You can give them all the facts, case studies, and trustworthy reputation, but their confidence will not waver. Their hopes to gather enough knowledge from reading blogs and doing it themselves is what gives them confidence. Because if they fail, it was probably just fate anyway. A possible solution to A: in this instance, I would suggest an investor, or a bank loan, or pulling their teeth and selling their gold dental fillings. Just like any field, an experienced and accomplished professional will do a better job 100% of the time. No, not 90%. Don't even go there. Suture Express tried to cut their expenses and do things the cheap way. Search Google for them and look at the top 10 search results to see how well that went. It just doesn't scale well. Speculation about B, seeking the right option. This shows a diligent business person who understands that one of the greatest assets a company can have is the right people to do the jobs they're trained for. Many famously successful businesses have credited their success to discovering the right people and knowing when to delegate what is not within their area of expertise. Possible solution to B, try driving a car like the video that I've included on the blog post here. If you crash, it should help to emphasize the importance of training and the difference between a professional and somebody testing the water. If that doesn't work, a frontal lobotomy may be in order, but I'm not qualified to give medical advice. Example: I don't try to make candles. I don't do my kids' dentistry either. I know when to hire outside professionals, and I'm far more successful for it. Speculation about C, the rogue SEO. I suppose C is a good example of just how badly they need somebody on their side who understands the internet from every angle. Possible solution to C, buy a better firewall, use better encryption, and change all passwords to something a little more challenging than candles123. Then spend some more time at the computer to find out how easy it really is to hack a network. Some painful truth about Lighthouse Candles. In the case of Lighthouse Candles, there is such a huge opportunity, but why aren't they doing things right? Why is their first marketing statement on their website a disclaimer? Yes, seriously, the first word after their company name is disclaimer in big, all caps letters. It's likely that a marketing professional, suggested that. What do you think? I think it's the work of a candle maker. Would Yankee Candle do that, though? Why'd they hire an inexperienced website developer who does not have good design or programming skill. They hired him for an e-commerce site, no less. I mean, surely he's a nice fella, but my guess is even stronger that he is cheap. Very cheap. Not surprisingly, the only outside link to Lighthouse Candles' website I found was an accidental link placed in the privacy page of another company that their web developer built. If you are an HTML literate person, you will love the screenshot from their from the code where I actually found their one valuable link, which had absolutely no text to it. Why does Open Site Explorer only show 3 total links to the website? Yes, the total domain level link count is 3. Heck, even my little one-man blog about boring marketing stuff shows 115,452 total subdomain level links. Can you imagine what some great smelling candles could achieve with some effort? I can imagine that. In the real world of marketing and all those tedious related tasks like feasibility studies, customer modeling, strategy, planning, budgeting, psychographic analysis, making good connections, and all those other eyelid droppers really do matter. They are what make up the biggest difference between Yankee and Lighthouse Candles. If you like candles, maybe you'll like this song too. It's Candles by Hey Monday. It's just something to listen to while you add your comments at awebguy.com. Thank you very much for your time. Consider, if you are marketing like Lighthouse Candles, or are you marketing like Yankee Candles? Have a great day.
Care at all, not answering my phone.